I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. If you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we're on a mission building these strong businesses, putting people to work. And I'm telling you, I am Robert Gatewood, your host, broadcasting live from downtown Silver Spring, Maryland, right outside the nation's capital. Been doing this going on 8 years. Man, when you are determined and you're on a mission and your mind is made up, got my mind made up.
And my money on my mind.
Money on my mind. Also having a booth today, my co-host, attorney Tisha Hillman. Good morning, Tisha.
Good morning, Robert. Good morning, everybody out there taking a listen to us this morning.
And listening hard, because as always, we bring it. We bring you information, news you can use. We bring you business tips, ideas, motivation, inspiration, information. So don't you go anywhere. Now, particularly if you are a business owner. Now, you don't have to be a business owner, but if you are a business owner and you know someone who is in business, you want to tell them to tune in to the Marketing Pulpit. You can send them to marketingpulpit.com, and we have all the information there on how you can listen to us. You can listen on the WOL app. You can go to WOLDCnews.com. You can go to TuneIn, and you can also just listen right down the website with the listen button. Got a lot going on today. A lot going on, as always. We had the commemoration of the 50-year anniversary of the assassination of Dr. King, so that was kind of somber this week.
Can you believe it's been 50 years?
I don't believe it. I do not believe it. I don't think I was born then. Wink, wink. Maybe a little bit. I was born a little bit back then.
You may have been like one.
I know you weren't, but 100. So we got a lot going on. We're going to jump right in. Go to Marketing Pulpit, and if you want to call in today, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Also, find us on Facebook at Marketing Pulpit. We're on Twitter at Marketing Pulpit, and we're on Instagram at Marketing Pulpit. So all you social media heads and millennials and folks who like to do it the new way, but we can also do it the old way. You can call us at 1-800-450-7876 and go to marketingpulpit.com. I'd like to start off with the hashtag headlines. I'd like to keep people abreast of what's going on in the news. And also, later in the show, we're going to have Tisha Hillman. She's going to talk about, what are you going to talk about, Tisha?
Well, I actually want to talk to the fellas today.
To the fellas. All right.
I want to talk to the fellas about the legal issues that they may have surrounding custody and child support and co-parenting with a difficult ex.
Ooh.
So, right, fellas, you definitely want to listen in.
All right, guys, pull up a chair, get you some popcorn. Well, you may not need popcorn for this one. But get you a comfortable seat, because that's going to be real. We're also going to have coming on today my new BFFs. It's a nonprofit called Strive to Try. That's STRIVE, the number 2 and TRI. That's a nonprofit by Taurus Nelson and Yolanda Nelson. They're doing some fantastic things out here in the community. So we're going to talk to them today, because we're finding out that childhood obesity and overweight is still a problem in the country, and they are tackling that, and they're putting people to work. So anybody who's putting somebody to work, they are a friend of mine. I'm going to be talking about later on how to make money on YouTube. You see these stories about YouTube, people are saying, wow, everybody's making money. As a matter of fact, a lady went on a shooting spree about YouTube. She said YouTube was messing with her money.
She went on a shooting spree.
This happened this week at the YouTube headquarters.
Oh, is that what happened?
Absolutely. So we're going to talk. Matter of fact, we'll start our hashtag headlines talking about that.
You don't play with people's money, though.
No, not this lady. She was serious about her money. So YouTube was attacked this week. It wasn't a cyber attack. We're so used to hearing about, when we hear the word attack now, in this new age, we think cyber attack, we think hack. Well, this was a real attack. She went on a shooting spree at YouTube, and 38-year-old Nasim Agdam, she shot several people in a dispute, and where she accused YouTube of demonetizing some of her videos. Now, YouTube has this metrics of, it can get pretty complicated and kind of confusing to some people, but YouTube, and this is not the first time somebody's complained about YouTube messing with their money. And so she said she couldn't take it anymore, so she went over there and shot up the place. And even her family said 2 weeks before the shooting, they said that she hated YouTube because they had stopped compensating her for some of her videos. So this is something that happened this week. So another shooting in the United States of America, the land of plenty guns, the land of plenty. Land of plenty used to mean money and opportunity. Now it's land of plenty guns.
Yeah, and that it's really sad, though, because when you think about the influence mm-hmm. of the NRA
right.
and the way that they lobby the government, and our government has chosen to take a back seat to our basic human rights for those of the NRA, and they've decided that they're not going to turn down NRA dollars because that's more important than the lives of American citizens, and that's really disheartening.
Well, you're being kind. I say they're being prostituted, this Congress of ours.
Well, that's a good word. Yeah.
I mean, really, I have no reservation or hesitation about calling it what it is. These guys are being pimped by the NRA. So that's happening over in, that was happening at YouTube this week. The Facebook saga continues. Zuckerberg now admits that there were 87 people had information scraped by what he called malicious actors. And this is a continuing fallout from the Cambridge Analytica scandal that happened where about 270 people took a test, a survey, and the information was shared with their friends and their friends of friends. And initially it was affecting 50 million people. Now Zuckerberg himself has said it affected 87 million people. Sinclair Broadcasting, if you haven't seen this already, Sinclair Broadcasting has been accused basically of practicing mind control. I don't know if you watched this over the weekend.
It's disturbing.
You see all these newscasters in there reading this script that Sinclair gave out to its to the station that it's on. Now, some people say, well, how did this happen? Isn't it just Fox News that has the mind control and the trumpeting? Well, Sinclair is actually owner of the station, so they can own Fox station, they can own an ABC station. As a matter of fact, in this area, it was ABC Channel 7 where the broadcaster read the piece, so it wasn't even a Fox station. So it's the guy that owns Sinclair owns about 172 stations across the country, which hits about over half of the households. And that's scary when you think about it. I mean, it's concerning that you have one person that can wield that kind of control, and he's pro-Trump. It reminds me of what happened during Germany when Hitler brought in Goering, his propaganda minister. And that's the way they started the Third Reich, by controlling the mind, controlling the message and the media. And we're seeing a replay of that out of that playbook today.
It's scary when you think about where our quote-unquote democracy is headed at this point, with all of these, with the attack on the Constitution, on people's rights, on free press. I mean, it's really, really scary. And I always tell people, if you want to wonder, if you think about, well, what were the people doing, you know, when Hitler was, you know, reigning supreme? This is, if you take a look right now at what people are doing and the way people are responding. We can't just sit back and allow our democracy to be tarnished.
You're right.
We have to actually do something about it, because next thing you know, we will look up and we will be Hitler's Germany.
That's right. Because when people think of Hitler, they think of everybody was goose stepping down the street and with swastikas on their arms. But really, they were regular folks just like you and me. They were going to movies. They were going to plays. They were cooking their kids dinner, taking them to school. They were soccer moms, just like you have today, while all of this madness was going on behind the scenes, while they were marching people off into ovens, while they were taking over territories, they were gassing people, dropping bombs on people, going into places like Poland. And the death toll of World War II, we can see what happens when it goes unchecked. We're talking about almost 70 million people died during World War II.
I blame human apathy, though.
Yeah, that's right. If you sit there and just let it happen, that is what will happen. So I think that we do have voices. People are not taking it, setting down. We don't always hear it. And you know why? Because we have the Sinclairs out there controlling the message.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't as apathetic and as passive and pliant as we think they are because the message is coming from the opposition. So that's why shows like this one and shows like some of the other people that are on this station, it's important that we continue to give a balanced view of what's happening in the world. And that's why I like to bring the hashtag headlines every week to let people know that there are other, there are things going on. As a matter of fact, you had mentioned about a march coming up in a couple of weeks from now, the 10,000 men march. Once again, people are not just sitting by saying, hey, look, this is happening to me. Let's whine and moan and cry. No, people are actually taking action. Also, we have some events coming up, folks. I was at the event this past week, the Home Buying and Debt to Wealth Seminar. That was Ms. Kia Coppedge. They had this event over at in the Beko Center in Atlanta, Maryland, where I was the MC. We had a great turnout. We had a great turnout, and I'm telling you, Teach, it's like I went back to school in debt and wealth and home buying. Had such phenomenal speakers. We had people talking about lending. We had people talking about insurance. We had people talking about credit experts. We had people talking about debt relief. We had it was so much information. And this event is actually going to take place once a month. The next one is going to be April 21st. So if you missed the one this past weekend, go to Marketing Pulpit. We have the information right there on the homepage. That's the Home Buying and Debt to Wealth Seminar. Great information. I learned some things that I just didn't know. I didn't know that you can actually, if you have a credit card or if you have some credit and you making this monthly note, you can get that note cut down by about 2 years just by making certain demands on the lender. So there's a lot of things that we don't know, where we're paying money that we shouldn't be paying. We're in debt that we shouldn't be in. We have credit scores that are lower than they need to be, but you have to get the information. So that's coming up on the 21st of April. So you don't want to miss that. Also, let's support our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. They had their grand opening of their National Harbor location this past last month. Go to blasuites.com. If you have an office need, if you need somebody to answer your phone, if you need a place to have your mail dropped off, if you need an office by the week, by the month, by the hour, if you need a, if you have a conference coming up or a seminar, then call BLE Suites and let them take care of your office needs. That's 301-322-1700, or go to blesuites.com and let them take care of your office needs. Miss Bernadette Clay over there, great lady. She's actually putting people to work. She's the personification of what we talk about here on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Next segment, we're going to be talking to Taurus and Yolanda Nelson of Strive to Try. It's a nonprofit that's doing some great things out here in the community. I am Robert Gatewood. I have in the studio Teacher Hillman, attorney at law. And we're going to take a quick break, so don't you go anywhere. Call us 1-800-450-7876 and join the conversation. This is the Marketing Pulpit, and we'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
WOL traffic and weather is brought to you by Compassion International. Unfortunately, southbound I-95 has seen no improvements. Still have at least two right lanes blocked at this time, just south of 123, including the on-ramp from 123 being blocked off as well. So you're actually seeing delays on 123 southbound as well. So let's talk about I-95 first. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. You're jam-packed from the Fairfax County Parkway all the way down towards 123. Bailout traffic on Route 1 as well, reminiscent of rush hour on a Friday afternoon in the middle of summer. So do be aware of that. Quick look at your weather. Looks like for today, you're going to see a high of 69 degrees, low of 40 later tonight. For Saturday, high of 46, currently 48 degrees in the district. Food, water, medical care, education, and more is what you will give to a child in poverty when you become a Compassion Child sponsor. Release a child from poverty in Jesus' name at compassion.com/radio. I'm Carlos Ramirez for News Talk, 1450 AM, WOL, where information is power.
Welcome back. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community. And I like to surround myself with people who share the mission, aims, hopes, and aspirations of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. People like my co-host here, Teacher Hillman. I just admire her for the thing that she's doing. As a matter of fact, she brought one of her, she brought some of the people she's mentoring into the studio today. I see one of her intern. Is you an intern, Donisha? Did I get it right? Don Treese. Why I keep calling her Don Treese? Don Treese. Get on the mic there, Don Treese. Donisha. Whatever.
Just say Don.
Don. All right, Don. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
How is Attorney Hillman treating you?
She's treating me good.
And then we got Ty over there. And Ty, that's your nephew, right?
Yes, he's
hey,
my
Ty,
nephew.
Hey, Ty, get on the mic. Say hello to the audience.
Hey, how you guys doing?
See, we have to... Now, I'm going to tell you one thing about one of my requirements for my co-host and even my guests. Don't even come in here if you are not trying to do something to help and mentor people in our community.
That's right.
If you're not hiring young people, if you're not creating job opportunities, if you're not setting a good example, do not darken the doorway of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. So, teacher, you are setting a shining example of how it should be done, and I really appreciate you, and I love having you sitting on the seat in the co-host seat with me today.
Thank you, Robert. That means a lot to me.
Also, we apply that same rule to our guests. As a matter of fact, the people, it's a young, lovely couple that's with us today. They have an organization called Strive to Try, and I checked them out, and man, I'm telling you, I just fell in love right away. The things that they are doing for children, the things that they are doing in our community, they're making the headlines all over the place right now. So I'm honored actually to have them as our guest today. I want to say hello to none other than Taurus and Yolanda Nelson. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
We are proud, proud to have you. I was actually saw that you guys were up here talking to Pat Thornton not too long ago. So you're no stranger to Radio 1, and Radio 1 audience is no stranger to you. Like to welcome you back to Radio 1. So first of all, tell us about who you are, and you all can take you one at a time. Just tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you here today.
Well, I'm Taurus Nelson, retired veteran in the military, work for the federal government, and me and my wife have been married 19 years.
Woo!
Two proud adult children as being empty nesters. Our other child is a nonprofit we created called Strive to Try.
Hey, Tara, can you all tell us the fountain of youth that you found somewhere between now?
That's a lot of water and working out and just loving right on each other, right?
Yeah, folks, go to marketingpulpit.com. We have them on the homepage. You would not think these folks have any adult children. You wouldn't. It would never cross your mind. You think they are the children.
So
hats off you guys for really.
Thank you.
You are doing something right. You're doing something right. There's no question about that. Now, one thing I did, one thing that caught my attention, I've been in the diet and the health space for some time now. That's probably why I look like a twig over here. I'm so skinny. But it's healthy skinny. It's a healthy skinny. I have, my BMI is probably like 12. You know, anybody know what BMI, that's your body mass index.
Yes, sir.
So I'm in pretty good shape. So I understand that about 45% of the children and about 70% of adults are overweight. Now, what that tells me, there's something in those numbers. I also study numbers. That means, one, the problem is not getting better as mm-hmm. people get older. Seems like it's getting mm-hmm. worse. So won't you guys do this, tie this information into what your organization does?
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, to speak to your numbers and whatnot, of course, we are leading a sedentary lifestyle, mm-hmm. and especially with this technology and whatnot. Not all technology promotes sedentary lifestyle, but especially those active fitness games for youth. I would definitely promote parents to get more of those games involved for their children. But the CDC actually reports, the Center for Disease Control reports, that regular physical activity in childhood and adolescence is important for promoting lifelong health and well-being and preventing various health conditions. So right then and there, it also recommends that children and adolescents aged 6 to 17 should have at least 60 minutes of direct physical activity every single day. So just to tie that into what Strive does, we are a We definitely promote a healthy lifestyle for these children. We, in a nutshell, provide free swim camps for children in our low-income and high-risk areas, and having those wonderful conversations with their parents as well to tie in that healthy eating, healthy exercise, but we do it through the mechanism of swimming.
Swimming.
Introducing, yes, swimming.
Hey, Yolanda, let me ask you this.
That's great, though.
Is this a myth that, you know, I don't want to get into stereotypes. people always say black people can't swim. Do the statistics bear that out?
That's a farce. I mean, just, you know what it boils down to is that opportunity wasn't provided.
There you go. There you go.
And resources weren't available.
There you go.
And that's something that we try to do is make sure we can provide that. And, you know, you're either going to pay for it at the beginning or pay for it in the end. So, you know, we like to be proactive in getting these kids active so that in the end they don't have to worry about doing insulin shots and all of the extra medications that you have to take once you hit adulthood because you didn't have the tools.
Well, let me ask you this. What made you decide to choose swimming as the tool to further your aim?
Well, you know, I was a lifeguard as a child, and one of the things that, you know, I was taught was that, you know, at that age of 15, 16, you know, that's the best way you can learn empathy and compassion and learn how to be responsible for people. And we feel if we could teach you how to swim early, I almost feel like you'll feel indebted to the community. You'll always want to give back to the people that taught you that first life skill.
Beth and I are a product of our community growing up. We're late 70s, 80s kids. So we came through wonderful community programs and also through our churches as well. So this is just another mechanism that we get to pass down legacy to legacy, you know, if you just teach children how to swim, you teach them to be encouraged about themselves, their self-confidence. And so this is something that we just want to continue to pass on. Our daughter was our inspiration for this. She wasn't really afforded. She was in many programs, basketball, soccer, all these wonderful group organizations. But triathlon was a way, and swimming was a way to build her confidence and tell her that she could do it, and she developed mental toughness. And it's not just with swimming, but in all her life goals. So we're proud of our daughter now. She's I'm just a plug out to her. Hi, Asia. She's at Bowie State University. She's
hey, Asia. Hey. Everybody over here saying hi to Asia. Hey.
Y'all hello,
say
hi to Asia.
Hi, Asia.
Asia, the new fan over here.
And just as a testimony to her, she has completed 12 kid-friendly triathlons, so she definitely strived to try.
That's amazing. Now, Yolanda, let me ask you a question. First of all, I think this is a great organization because I do appreciate organizations who believe in defying stereotypes. So
amen.
I think that is absolutely amazing. But I'm curious to know, what is the age range of the children that your organization serves, so that if I wanted to refer someone that had children to your organization, I'd make sure that they were appropriate fit?
Well, most definitely. As I had mentioned earlier about the Center for Disease Control, their age group, 6 to 17 years of age, our age group is 7 to 17 years of age.
Perfect.
As well. And so I didn't mention that I am a Prince George County teacher. I've been teaching since 1998. Yes.
What? You still teaching?
So, yes, I directly see the impact of and the need for physical activity for children in the classroom. I've watched over the years that time unfortunately diminish to 15 minutes of recess, 30 minutes of PE, 2 to 3 days a week. It's just not enough. We need to get our kids up and moving as much as possible.
Hey, Yolanda, do they have any physical aid in schools anymore? Because when I was coming up,
I was wondering about that,
too. We had to do it every day, didn't we?
Yeah.
How much are they doing now? You think about 3 times a week. Are they doing it?
About that. About 3 times a week, 30 minutes.
Oh, man, that's no less.
And then we have about 15 minutes of recess every day.
We used to be out there till we blacked out. But I grew up in Florida.
You fall down
so
and bump your head on the ground. And
get back up, put a Band-Aid on it, keep playing jump rope.
Times have changed. Now everybody got strong thumbs now from tweeting, but everything else is kind of thumbs like the Hulk.
It really has changed, which is why it's important for programs such as STRIVE to continue the work that we're doing out here.
All right.
Table. That's what we always say. Before you teach your child to drive, you should teach them how to swim. It's an important life skill, and
that's a good point.
It will change their lives very early.
I agree with that.
You know what? I'm trying to think. Did I learn? When did I learn? Wait a minute. I never learned how to swim. I'm coming. Can I join?
Wish. I love swimming.
Can I pretend I'm 17 and come and join your program? I need to learn how to swim.
Absolutely. You know what happened? We have not only do we have our free camps that we offer, but another program we have are family friendly races. They're called Splash and Dash.
There you go.
Even though we were a triathlon, we're an official USA triathlon organization, what we do is we take the bike portion out, so all you can do now is just swim and then transition to a short run. We've got different races throughout the DMV area, and you can stand up, you can roll on your back, you can grab your wall, the wall.
I can do that.
Just don't quit. You can you got to strive to try.
So are these kids being trained to do triathlons?
Well, this is the foundation program.
That's what it sounds like.
We are very much introductory, which is something I need to stress because of the belief or that stereotype out there that we don't swim, our demographic. We address this because this is a couch to get up and move, introductory organization, just acclimating them to the triathlon community, lifeguarding potential, even to job opportunities for our young people who are interested in in continuing forward.
Hey, guys, hang on a second. I want you to hang on. I'm going to give your information when you come back. Okay, don't go anywhere. Folks, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I have Yolanda and Taurus Nelson of Strive to Try. I also have a teacher Hillman in the studio with me. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment. And give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hi, I'm Lana Clausen, a farmer in Satanta, Kansas. I'm proud to support the next generation of ag leaders through the America's Farmers Grow Ag Leaders program sponsored by the Monsanto Fund. Each year, farmers can help local college students by endorsing them for a $1,500 Grow Ag Leaders scholarship. The program provides more than $500,000 each year to students looking to study an ag-related field. Students, apply today for a chance to win a $1,500 scholarship. Visit growagleaders.com.
WOL Washington, W240DJ Washington, 95.9, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, I'm over here practicing my dog paddle. I think I've, since today, I'm going to go out here and learn. You know what? I think I can swim a little bit, but as long as the water's not taller than my head, as long as I can stand up, I'll be like walking along the bottom. But if it wants to go a little 6 feet too, Jack, I'm in trouble. We have our guest on the line, Taurus and Yolanda Nelson there with the nonprofit organization Strive to Try. Go to their website, and their information is also on the Marketing Pulpit. .com. And guys, tell us again how people can, now what would you like for people to do? If we can ask the audience out here to support you in some way or to, I'm going to call this my call to action. What would you ask of the audience today?
I would ask them to get engaged with us. Go visit our website, www.strive2try.org. And figure out how you can get engaged, whether it's just getting off the couch and coming out there and joining us, donating and contributing, volunteering. There's multiple ways that you can get involved with our organization.
Yes, in addition to our camp that we're holding this summer, we have three splash and dash races that are coming up. We have June the 2nd. We have one, and that will be in Bowie. Mm-hmm. And June 16th, that will be at College Park. And then July 8th will be in Coppin State University. Those are our splash and dash races where adults and children can participate in the June 16th one, primarily just to kind of get everybody a chance to see what we're about. They are culminating events, especially for our kids who come through the camp, so that way they can show what they learned in camp, strive through the pool, to transition, to the run, and then to the finish line, where they get a cool medal and a T-shirt and a whole lot of self-confidence.
So I have until June 16th to get my act together. You hear that, teacher, right?
That's right. Yeah. And you can see me out there on the course, too.
I don't know if you want to get your hair wet, though.
That's right. I got an afro over here. Y'all got a little cap I can put on when I jump out there. I don't want to mess up my do now. Hey, guys, thank you a lot. I want to thank you, and thank you for joining the Marketing Pulpit today. If anything we can do, you have the Marketing Pulpit has your back. If anything you want us to help promote, by all means, reach out to us, folks. That's Yolanda and Taurus from Strive to Try, guys. Thanks again, and we hope to have you back on the show soon.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. All right, folks, that's Yolanda and Taurus. I like that. I'm going to learn how to swim. I'm trying to think.
That's a good plan, though.
You know, when I was coming up, we used to go swimming like the creek. Mm-mm. I mean, somebody would
don't
be,
y'all call it the crick?
Oh, yeah, crick, okay. And somebody be like drowning every week. Every week, like, where's the little man? Well, he was jumping in the creek and never came back up. So I'm glad there's an organization like Strive to Try. Mm-hmm. One, getting people out of the creek. And they're kind of defying some of these stereotypes out here that we can't swim. We can swim. Like Tara said, we haven't been afforded the opportunity. Mm-hmm. We can swim as good as anybody.
Because think about when, was it Dorothy Dandridge?
Mm-hmm.
Who, when right. She stepped her toe in the pool and they drained the pool.
That was jacked up.
So, you know, you think about historically the lack of opportunities that we have had as people of color when it comes to these things. So I do think an organization like that is amazing. Man. to teach our babies and to help them, you know, not have to deal with things like childhood obesity.
All right. All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. Call us at 1-800-450-7876 if you have a question for any of our guests, hosts, and so forth. Later on, I'm going to talk about three ways to make money on YouTube. And I know you all are curious about how do folks make money on YouTube. I keep hearing folks making money on YouTube. Well, there is. I'm going to give you three quick ways, three of the more popular ways, so don't miss that. In the meantime, though, I want to talk to my co-host, teacher. What are you talking about today, not teacher? Break it down for us.
So, Robert, here's the thing. I want to really talk to the fellas. Right. So, gentlemen, I hope you are listening.
Well, you got one here listening. All right, really.
I really hope you guys tune into this segment because I think it's really important. I want to talk to you specifically about issues that you may have as they relate to custody, child support, and in particular, co-parenting with mm-hmm. a difficult ex. Mm. And the reason I wanted to talk about this segment, Robert, is because too often I've had men come to my office frustrated, angry, upset about the lack of response from the child's mother, from, you know, them paying out of their nose in child support, and, you know, being denied access, you know, really wanting to be involved in the lives of their children. And for whatever reason, the mother is denying access or limiting access for no reason.
Nobody would do that, would they?
Oh.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yes, they will.
I certainly.
See, Don, you know, had to jump in on that.
Yeah, Don Teresa has seen it firsthand.
Yes. Oh, you've seen it. Uh-oh.
I have.
Got a witness it's up sad. In here. Got a witness.
All and, right. And you know, and the thing is that, you know, for if it's for bitterness or whatever the reason, mm-hmm. it's irrelevant. Right. Because at the end of the day, they are impacting the lives of these children. And it's really bothersome to see grown men, you know, almost in tears. Mm. Because they want so desperately to be a part of their children's lives. And, you know, we have these stereotypes. And that's why, you know, when we talk
about
stereotypes.
To say, is that another stereotype?
You know,
that
we talk,
men
exactly.
don't want to be involved.
We talk about this all the time, that the stereotypes, as specifically as they relate to black men, don't want to be in the lives of their children. And I can say firsthand, from what I have witnessed, that is absolutely not the case. Hmm. I have men contact me all the time trying to fight, spending thousands and thousands of dollars fighting for their children, just to be able to see their children, to spend more time with their children, just to be able to have access to their children's medical records. Because something simple as where does my baby go to the doctor can turn into an event, you know? And I've seen it where you have women, and I want to be careful when I say this, because understand that I fully support the Me Too movement. But at the same time, in a family law context, you know, I've seen women make false allegations against men in terms of domestic violence, child abuse, child molestation, all of these things, specifically to keep the child away from the father, and then call the father a deadbeat, and then go on a rant about how she's a single mom, but she doesn't have to be. You know what I mean? These are men who want to be involved in the lives of their children, and they're being denied that at every opportunity. And I want to say to the men out there, I hear you.
Wow.
I hear you. And I want to hear from men. I want to hear your stories. And so, Robert, what I've decided to do in my office is I want to hear men tell these stories.
Wow.
Because I think this is a story that is often untold. Because as an attorney, specifically as an attorney who practices in the area of family law, I hate to say that it is true, but oftentimes I do believe that the law is skewed on the side of women. And I don't think that's fair, particularly when a child has two parents.
Why do you think that would happen, considering that most of the judicial is headed by men? How did that, where did that shift occur?
Well, you know, I think it's historical.
Okay.
You know, a lot of things in this country are done because of an historical context.
Okay.
That it may have. Because think about it. You know, back in the day, the women were the ones that stayed home with the kids. The men went off to work. And so I think there's a part of the legal system that is still focused, even though they say that it's not.
Right.
You know, you say it.
They're stuck in the past, sound like.
Exactly. Okay. So theoretically, it's not, right? Mm-hmm. But practically, it is.
Right, right.
So practically, it's what we see more often than not, that the women are the ones that end up with the children, although I don't believe that that's the way that it should be. I believe that unless something, you know, out of the ordinary is going on, that the parents should have joint custody because the kid has two parents, right? And, you know, I believe that a child will benefit in different ways from having a male parent in their life and having the female parent in their life, if that is the family structure. And so we're doing these children a disservice by allowing men to be taken away from their children because women know how to use the legal system. And here's the thing, I fight just as vigorously for women as I do for men.
And that's what I know. I know you're not biased towards men.
No,
you
not at
in
all.
Justice. You believe in equality. So
exactly. Right. And so I'm highlighting an issue because I think in the system we listen to the stories of women, but to be truthful, Robert, most people don't listen to the stories of black men.
Traditionally, real, not just in child custody cases.
In general.
But in general, and it bleeds over into
absolutely
this type
into
of,
other things.
Right.
And so I'm doing a panel, gentlemen. So if you're listening and you have a situation like this and you want to talk about it, contact my office at 301-744-7996. You can also send us an email at info@tshillmanlaw.com and tell us your story so that we can potentially screen you for this panel. Because the panel is actually going to tie in to an event that's happening April 18th through the 22nd, and it's called the National Black Men's Convention. And a friend of mine is taking part in this, and he told me about it. There's going to be economic networking. There's going to be expungement of criminal record services. There's going to be information on marriage and family counseling, parenting classes, STEM and technology forums, on-site legal services. So and on the 21st, they're actually going to have a march, and it's going to be called the 10,000 Black Men's March. And so gentlemen, this is going to be located at let's see, at Southeast Washington, D.C., by the big chair. That's all it says. But if you have any questions, you can go to www.blackmensmovement.org. Again, that's www.blackmensmovement.org. Because I believe in equality. I also believe that we gotta support one another and hear one another's stories.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of the attendees at this, some of the invited guests of this event. I see Dr. Cornel West, Dr. Boyce Watkins. Yeah, these are folks that I'm familiar with. Mm-hmm. Tony Browder, Tyrone Parker over the Alliance of Concerned Men. So this is quite an impressive lineup. Malik Shabazz, everybody knows him. He's a very outspoken and very conscious young man, an attorney. So this seems like in a movement. I see some of the sponsors, the National Action Network, the Nation of Islam, and quite a few other organizations that are actually participating. So this is actually people are really trying to do something positive in the community. And that's what I was saying earlier, teacher, that we don't get the message usually because if you don't control the airwaves, mm-hmm. the message doesn't get out. We do have this false narrative that people are just taking this lying down. It's like, well, nothing we can do. We got Trump over there acting a fool, and everybody just taking it. Well, everybody's not taking it. We saw something happen this couple of weeks ago. The young people came to the nation talking about they weren't going to put up this gun violence. Mm-hmm. So there are people are actually taking steps. They're making strides. And so everybody can do something.
Absolutely.
And I think this panel you're putting together is actually outstanding. It's an effort to listen to people who have been marginalized, feel like they don't have a voice. And I think that's also one of the missions of this radio show. People that are trying to start businesses, people that are trying to tell their story, we provide this platform. So that's once again, I have to give my hat off to Radio One and Dr. Kathy Hughes and Ms. Karen Jackson and Ron Thompson and the engineer and everybody over here at Radio One that brings this show to the airwaves and make this show possible to give people like you and myself a voice to get out this important message like this event's coming up and like the guest we just had on the show a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. So I want to say thanks again to you. And the fact that men have an advocate and a talented person like yourself, that's unusual. I think men should take advantage of that and they should reach out to you.
Absolutely. And just so you know, Robert, for the first five men mm-hmm. that contact my office via email at info@tshillmanlaw.com and tell us about your story, I am offering a free one-hour consultation if you have a legal matter. And understand that it doesn't have to just be a family law issue. I practice also in the areas of criminal law and also in personal injury. Okay. So if you have any concerns in any of those areas, for the first five men that reach out to my office and talk to me about your story, we can talk about, we can screen you for the panel discussion that we're going to be having. April 17th is the date that I'm thinking about. I will be offering a free one-hour consultation. I do usually charge a consultation fee.
I know you do.
So that is certainly a service because I want people to be able to tell their stories.
All right, folks, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Attorney Hillman is going to be with us the rest of the show. We're going to come back and talk about ways you can make money on YouTube. Don't you go anywhere. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
This traffic report is brought to you by the Positive Coaching Alliance. I-95 southbound, very little change as of yet. Looks like two right lanes do remain blocked. I'm getting reports that it is possible that they do periodically shut down 95 to clear off some debris and the such. Quick look in the district dealing with an accident seen on the westbound side of the Southeast Freeway. Looks like it's going to be just past the 3rd Street Tunnel where one left lane is blocked, and that's more than enough to cause delays back towards the 11th Street Bridge. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. This weather report brought to you by the Ad Council. For today, I got a high of 69 degrees. Going to get down to 41 later tonight. High for tomorrow, 46, currently 49 degrees in the district. When danger is imminent, will you be prepared? Now many mobile devices can bring you critical information from local resources that you trust. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. I'm Carlos Ramirez for News Talk 1450 AM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, you don't have to sit on the sidelines. Get off the sidelines, get off the couch, get involved. There's plenty ways you can participate. If you don't approve of the policies that the president is passing down, and I will be one of the many first to say I disagree with probably most of them, we don't have to just sit around and complain among ourselves. We have people. You can join a nonprofit. You can get on the panel that Tisha is having to help men voice their concerns. And she's giving away a free hour. Man, I'm going to have to sneak in there and get this. That's a free hour of Tisha Hillman. Wow, man. That is a, folks, I'm telling you, if you don't take advantage
there
of this.
There you go.
This is great. This is great.
As I tell people, Robert, when people ask me, am I free? I'm like, you know, I may be available, but I'm never free.
That's exactly right. All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit, and I'm Robert Gate with your host. We have a caller on the line. Welcome to the show, Roy.
Hello, Mr. Gatewood.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Gatewood, I want to tell you another great show topic you're having today. I'm an avid listener, and I have a question this morning for your guest, Esquire Hillman.
Roy, your phone is sound like you're down in a well.
Really?
Walk around a little bit there.
Not in a well, though.
Not in a well. Deep well. Like, we need to get Lassie. What is it? Lassie used to go get the folks out of the well.
How is that, Mr. Gatewood?
Well, it's a little better, but go ahead. We'll weather through it.
Okay. I was saying another great show talk yesterday. I'm an avid listener, and I always enjoy hearing about the family episodes in North Carolina in the creek.
Oh, not the creek. Oh, my goodness. Carolina. Go ahead, Roy.
Listen, I have a situation I'd like to share with your guest today, Esquire Hillman.
Hey, Roy, I hate to do this to you, but we cannot hear you. And that's. Oh, you on a speakerphone? Hello? All right, I think we lost Roy. Yeah. Well, Roy, I tell you what, call. Give him your number again there, Teach, in case he's listening. He can call you directly.
Absolutely. It's 301-744-7996. You can also visit my website at www.tshillmanlaw.com. And thanks to Ty, my new social media manager, we've now been set up on Instagram, on Snapchat.
And what?
I don't know anything about Snapchat. I'm like, what is this little ghost thing? What am I?
Like casting the ghost up in here.
Exactly. I'm like, what is this? But see, I've gone global now, thanks to Ty, who is my social media manager. So he's doing a fabulous job. So you guys can now check me out on all of those forums at T.S. Hillman Law.
Wow. And that's what we need to do more of. Harness this energy, this passion, this skill that these young people have.
Absolutely.
They're doing a lot of things that sometimes they're not necessarily nefarious, but they're not properly channeled into positive things that can affect and help our cause and our community. So once again, teacher, you're nailing it. And Ty, welcome to the booth today. And I appreciate all you're doing to help get this message out here on the social media platforms. We're going to talk, speaking of social media, let's talk about YouTube for a minute. We heard the story earlier about the lady shot up YouTube this week, and that's unfortunate. Fortunately, it was minimal damage. The shooter, she killed herself, and that's unfortunate. But she was having some problems with YouTube. Now, that's not to say that nobody encourages that, and we really feel sorry for the people that were injured in this attack. But YouTube is a big platform, and there are people making some serious money on that platform. Some people ask me all the time about how can they make money on YouTube. And I can just say firsthand, other thing about you guys, you learn about me. If I haven't tried it or if I don't know that it works, you're not going to hear it coming out of my mouth. So if I say it on this show, you can pretty much take it to the bank because I am involved in I actually signed a deal this week. As a matter of fact, I consummated it this morning of a.
That's an interesting word.
One of the. One of the methods I'm going to talk about, we actually brought it to fruition today. I got another word for you. I wore my thesaurus out this
there
morning
you go.
On the way here. All right. Let's talk about ways to make money on YouTube. I'm going to talk about three ways. The first one is video ads. Now, when somebody will pay you an advertising fee for advertising your product or service on their channel. And this might take on several countenances, such as an inclusion ad, where you talk about the product in your post, in your video. you may do it like in you might be, let's say you went on a trip, and while I was on this trip, I used a certain type of lotion. And so that lotion becomes part of the ad. We call that an inclusion ad. And so the advertiser will pay you for that particular inclusion. That's one way to do it. So it's kind of it's seamlessly integrated into the text of the ad.
How much does that kind of stuff usually pay?
All right, hang on. That's what I'm getting to. Okay. Another type of video ad is what we call a mention. We can do that as a pre-roll, a mid-roll, or a by-roll. A pre-roll is like an ad maybe run before the video starts. Mid-roll may be during the middle of the post, or at the end. Those are like they interrupt the. They're not included necessarily in the content. It may interrupt the ad, or might seamlessly go from one section. Let's say the beginning of the video, it may pause, or it may in the middle, or it may come towards.
Is it
the
like
end.
This message is brought to you
right,
by?
Oh, right. Okay. So that's not quite an inclusion. Now the thing about the video ads, though, the math can be kind of brutal, and you really have to have a following. So if you only have like 3 people listening to you, you got some work to do. Let me give you some of the math. In this type of setting, you're talking about CPM. CPM means cost per thousand. That means a view. You may pay $2 per CPM. That means $2 per 1,000 views. So that means you got to get, so to get $1,000, you have to get like 500,000 views.
Wow.
To make $1,000. So that means you got some work to do if you don't have those views. So the key is to get the views. You're going to keep hearing me say that. You're not going to make any money if you don't have the views. Okay? Another way to make money on YouTube is affiliate marketing. And you've probably seen these. People do things like, they'll do like comparison of different services. Let's say you're doing a diet comparison. You say, look, I tried 3 diet plans over the last couple of months. I did Weight Watchers, I did Diet to Go, I did Jenny Craig, and this is what happened on each one of these diets. And guess what's happening? You have signed an affiliate deal with each one of these providers. So any one of them that, if somebody orders from any one of those diet companies, guess what? You get paid because before you went on the air and start talking about these diet plans, you had done an affiliate marketing agreement with each one of the companies.
Oh, so you're not saying that, oh, I can just mention this and then the company contacts me and wants me to, you know, have this affiliate deal. You're saying that this is something that's worked out in advance.
They worked this out in advance.
Oh, okay.
But that's
okay.
A good question, which is going to take me to my next one. So in this case, you went on a company like Commission Junction or Linkshare and set up an affiliate agreement between you and the advertiser. And now you're going on the air talking about this product like it was just something you were actually trying out of the blue, out of the kindness of your heart, when really you have done an affiliate agreement in advance.
You think these people really do this stuff, though? Because, like, you know, you've seen these commercials where people are like, oh, this is delicious. And, you know, you always wonder, like, I've tasted that and it's pretty bad, actually. You know, so you think these people are really trying these things?
Well, some actually do it because some may or may not. Like, if you're going to be comparing diet plans, you don't necessarily, there's no law that say you have had to have tried them all. I mean, it could be really just to make money. So the first one is video ads. You run those in the middle of your video. And like I said, you could be talking about a trip. You could be talking about some type of convention you're going to. But in there, you are sprinkling in the ads. So that's called video ads.
So is there one of these platforms that works better for like small entrepreneurs, right?
Hang on. That's a good question. That is a very good question. Let me give you the last one. The last one is called a brand deal. Now, for this to work, you have to really have some type of video presence on YouTube. You can't be just, you might be, and I've seen people on YouTube where, and this brings up the deal that I actually made with a YouTuber this week. This person was already using the product, and they were already talking about it. Matter of fact, they had made over 200 videos about the product. So my being a guy that understands how this social media works, I reached out to this person and said, look, I would like for you to be a brand ambassador for my client. And the person just wrote me back today and said, I will gladly do this. So this is what's going to happen. This person is not doing anything that they weren't already doing. They're already promoting the product. They have built up a following of many, many viewers with their videos. Now, a company will come up to them and say, look, You have already the audience. You understand the product. Mm-hmm. Let's do a brand deal. That means sound. This person like a quasi spokesperson for that particular product.
I need one of those.
And they will sometimes they'll give you a free product. They may give you a discount. Some will just flat out write you a check. And some go back. Let's go back to the affiliate deal. Let's say if you're one of the affiliates for this particular company and you were doing a phenomenal job, you're already, they give you, let's say, 10% on everything you sell, or maybe do like a flat rate of $50 every time you send us a customer. With a brand deal, they may sweeten the pot. They say, now instead of giving you 20%, we're going to give you 50% on everything you sell. Or if it's a flat rate deal, instead of paying $50, we're going to give you $100 on everything you do. And so now with a brand deal, you are actually in a negotiation with the brand. They have singled you out as a person they want to do business with. So let's go back to why. How can we do this as somebody who's trying to make money on YouTube? Well, first of all, you have to grow your channel. That is job one. If you have only 200 people, if there's nobody subscribing to your channel, you don't have no views.
No friends.
Your first job is to build a channel, get some views. And you don't want to start out just being trying to hawk sales. That is a turnoff. The whole thing about social media and video and things like that is that you have to be believable. Mm-hmm. The reason social media works is because people feel like they're not being sold. People hate to be sold. So you build an audience of people that follow you for being you. Then you start sprinkling in products. The second one is to make sure you contact people that are part of your audience, that you share the same audience as the potential brand. Okay, so you can't be trying to sell one thing if the brand's selling another. And the last thing, know these numbers that I just talked about. Know the numbers so you can negotiate. You have to negotiate from a point of knowledge. Folks, that's going to wrap up the show for today. If you need more information from me, call me at 301-839-2836 or visit gatewoodmarketing.com. Thank you, teacher.
Thank you, Robert, and thank you to everybody out there listening to us.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining in the studio today. Folks, we'll be back the same time next week. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Good morning. I'm Nick Bovee.